Welcome to this half moon update, energy update. We're opening to the divine resonances that are active now in the collective human blueprint. This means there are certain qualities that are more available in the collective field of consciousness, qualities that can help us resonate with the gifts of grace to help us move more easily and elegantly through some of the, shall we say, constrictions and dissonances that we're healing and clearing from our collective field of human consciousness at this time. So the quality of softness is a resonant, opening, emerging quality coming in through the heart gateway to Taurus and infusing us with the gifts of grace that are going to help us with what's on the move at the moment. Softness becomes kindness when we wear that on our faces. So something that enters from the formless, from source, from the divine, becomes something when it takes a form in the outer, in its outer expression. And softness, as a resonant quality, can become kindness through action. It can take shape and have a form. Now, softness becoming kindness can open and facilitate forgiveness as a quality. Now, there are levels of forgiveness. There's conditional human forgiveness. I forgive you if, I forgive you when, I forgive you because. And then there is divine forgiveness, which is more like a quality. It's unconditional. And it doesn't matter really what level of forgiveness that we touch. When we are allowing forgiveness to spontaneously arise in us, it will do so as a divine resonance. It's unconditional. When we are controlling how forgiveness arises in us or working with it in a more constricted capacity, it arises as conditional forgiveness. Now, forgiveness, however we meet it, is an opener. It unlocks old stories. It helps ancient histories go home. And in this time of rewriting our collective story, because we have shifted paradigm from we are all isolated units banging about in the dark to we are remembering the I as a self within a field of interconnectivity, and everything is connected, fields of consciousness, and oh, we have a place in that field and we all breathe together, if you like. Not breathe together, we all affect each other, then it is necessary to let go of the histories we're carrying, ancient grudges, old vendettas, things that we might carry in from this lifetime, from things that we mentally can remember and know about, but also things that we may have inherited, ancient family grudges, prejudices, dispositions, anything which helps us hold judgment and blame towards another, whether it's an individual, whether it's an inanimate thing or an organization or something distanced and removed and symbolic, whether it's a whole group of people, whether it's people who conform to certain identities or characteristics, it really does not matter what direction judgment is going in. We are collectively liberating ourselves from judgment and blame. So softness, saying yes and simply allowing the resonance that's already present in the collective human blueprint as an opening, emerging, infusing divine resonance, saying yes through intention, through making the intention to allow this into our hearts. We don't have to work at it. We don't have to make it happen. We don't have to force ourselves to feel soft. We don't have to think about what our ideas of softness are. It's not a construct, it's a quality. And it's a quality that's inherent within all of consciousness. Therefore, it's actually something available for us to open to. And as we open to it, it allows parts of us holding on to things, tightnesses, to open, to soften, to let go, and to relax. And as we do so, ancient histories are unwinding from the very DNA of our human blueprint, from our encodements, changing the way we're writing the stories for our future by liberating them from the constrictions of the past. So it's not something to say, well, I don't know if I feel softness and what should I do and how can I make this happen? It's just a case of saying yes to what's available and calling in the loving, supportive help from whoever you are conscious of working with, whether that is yourself, your higher self, your guides, your angels, or the universe, or your life, life itself. Like, help can come from any quarter. But it's about saying yes and giving permission to be helped and supported in opening to that resonance, which can become of softness, which can become kindness, which can allow and facilitate forgiveness. So the reason we bring this up at this time is because the next few lunar gateways, we are really working with, and thank you, Jivaran has really kind of brought a precision focus to this to make it really clear and in our connections. And it's responsibility. Where are we taking responsibility that is not ours? See, I've personally had to work with this. And when I look, I see that, yes, this is also a collective theme on the move in our collective human blueprints at the moment. When we take misaligned responsibility, we overextend what we are responsible for. We actually interfere with things. We get in the way of serendipity. We get in the way of synchronicity, because when we're taking responsibility for something that where it belongs to someone or something else, we're not allowing that flow of caretaking to happen. We're saying they can't do this. I must overextend my responsibility and I must do this. And of course, when we're overextending our responsibility, we come out of alignment. We can decenter ourselves and that cuts us off from our gateway to source. Our gateway to source is open when we're centered and when we're in alignment and when we're owning what's our domain. And when we're maintaining that structural energy integrity there. So stepping out of our own domain for what we're taking responsibility for actually cuts us off from being supported from source and resourced in this way. But it also means that where that gateway to source would be opening in another, conscious or not, it's not really relevant, where that energy from source would be moving and working through another, it can't, because we've stepped in and taken over where we shouldn't have. This is the next evolution, if you like, on a personal and collective ascension pattern, where in the run-up to Christmas, really precious, in the run-up to Christmas, we were really being pushed and prompted to heal our rescue patterns. So we each had patterns brought up for us, or many of us had patterns brought up for us that were about, well, that called us into that rescue story, our old rescue stories, where we would take on more than we could do, more than we could manage, in order to rescue and look after others, because we were afraid of what would happen if we didn't. And for each of us, as you can guess, mine had to do a lot to do with cats. And for each of us, the purpose was to heal the part of ourselves that have been traumatized before, you know, by failing to show up as the rescuer, bad things happening, and and leading us to believe that we must overreach and overextend ourselves and go into rescue mode in areas where it simply isn't for us to do that. So, as I say, mine was very much cat related. But I heard a lot of different stories around Christmas where people were working with that. And I certainly read it in our collective field. So this is the next evolution. And this is responsibility. So what is it for us to own and what is it not for us to own? And where are we relaxing? Because when we stop taking responsibility for what's not ours, we start taking responsibility for what is. And again, that word, I'm not always fond of breaking down words and reconstructing their meanings, but this one really works for me. It's responsibility, the ability to respond and make a choice, the ability to respond to something that's happening, to own how we're responding, and through working with our responses, elevate our choices. Well, what would I do in that situation next time? How would I behave differently? What could I have done instead? And taking responsibility isn't about holding on to blame. See, when we lift responsibility, responsibility doesn't become blame. It doesn't become, I must continue to feel bad about this so that I remember that once I made a mistake so that I never make the mistake again. Responsibility is the ability to respond. It's, I really didn't like the way that fell out. I'm going to take ownership for how I responded and how I acted. And then we can lift ourselves from reacting to responding. So one of the, shall we say, danger signs for the next few months, 2 months, two months is what I'm getting at the moment, is blame and responsibility being very present in the field. And this, it's just a little bit more likely that we're a little bit more predisposed to going into blame and judgment towards each other, because there's where we fail to take responsibility, or where we others can blame us, or where we perceive others as not taking the responsibility, we can blame others. And actually, it's about really identifying how, what does it mean to me to take responsibility? So I know I've repeated that word so many times in the last few minutes, but responsibility really is about owning how we have responded in a situation. That is our responsibility. There's more to it than that. And I could talk now about those of us who identify as light workers who have had histories of trying to rescue the world, trying to stop the bad things from happening to everybody else, feeling that this is what we're here for. And in doing so, actually doing this from a place of forgetting connectivity, doing this from a place of separation where we're experiencing ourselves and perceiving others as being in an abyss and a void, empty of our connection to source. As we re-enter that reality of, we're not in an abyss, we are resting in wholeness. Everyone has a connection to source that is open, whether they say they are being conscious about it or not. Our collective blueprints are opening everybody's gateways to source. Everybody has divine support for what they are moving through. And everyone is in, I'd say that, but everyone has that support. And so it's not about not feeling compassion. It's not about not taking action. And it's not about not helping or not showing up, but it's about lifting and clearing how we're doing that. Lifting and healing ourselves of the grief that we've experienced from moving through so many eons of trauma experiences where we perceive others suffering as well as ourselves, but mainly this is about how we perceive and react and respond to the suffering of others. There is a call to allow every individual to own, be helped, and be guided through the next phases of our collective evolution. Those of us who are overextending our reach, trying to change reality from a place of seeing it as failing, would do well to heal the grief we feel at seeing that failing reality. For only then can the clearer perception, the clearer vision emerge that reality is not failing, but healing itself, and all are held within that process. This increases the overall efficiency of everyone who is here to be of service at this time. If you are conscious, it is not necessary to ensure that the whole world becomes conscious too. It is only necessary to ascertain how you are of service. In healing your responses and your guilt and clearing your field from the vibrating dissonances of the traumas you have lived through as a light worker and one who is here to help, you then liberate yourself to be much more efficiently placed to pick up new mission directives that are appropriate to the here and now. For there are new mission directives for many of you. And this will come through with greater speed when you let go of being the rescuer you no longer need to be. The rescuer in the field, the one who is holding it up for others so that they do not fall. You are all of service in some way to the great unfolding that is happening now, conscious or otherwise. You really wish to move away from this differentiation that is happening between is somebody conscious or not. This is not what matters. What matters is how are people responding from their heart? For it is the heart resonance that opens the gateway to the divine ingressions incoming from source. What are the gifts in the moment? No one is denied these gifts, and they show up multiplicitly in infinitely varied ways, for you are all unique individuals, and there are configurations affecting how the love of all that is shows up in your hearts in any one moment. Allow difference. Allow change. Allow each person to have the story of their own unfolding and to own this themselves. Compassion will not be denied. Compassion is the key to self-healing and liberating and lifting the manner in which you can then be called to service. For each of you will be called, as is appropriate, in alignment with the highest resonantial potential of your gifts as they are manifesting, embodying, and integrating in your fields. You all have beautiful new gifts unfolding in your fields at this time. We talk about the healing that is happening and the dissonant vibrations that must vibrate, that will vibrate, that are vibrating out of your collective and individual fields. But the reason these dissonant constrictions are leaving is quite simply because you are embodying more of the truth of yourselves. And as you do so, you integrate the divine gifts that connect you with the shape you are in the field of consciousness that show you moment to moment through impulses, through preferences, through choices, through inspirations that become intentions, who you are and what you're here for. You do not need a map into the unknown future, for you are the map. It is within you. You are guided moment to moment. You do not need to see more than is being revealed. For all that you need is being revealed in the moment, in the simplest, most human, very physical, basic ways. Divine cosmic gifts are showing up as physical animal impulses, as we say, choices and preferences, inspirations and intentions. Creatively, you operate more and more together, much more together now than ever before. And you are all traveling, conscious or unconscious, new world or old world, you are all traveling in the direction of your own homecoming. This is so. This has happened. You are here and you have done enough for this moment. We honor you. We are amazed at what you have achieved and what you can and will continue to achieve as you heal that distance between yourselves and the planetary conscious that you also are. You are not just a part of, you are her, as well as everything else you've inherited along your pathways of becoming. Before you even landed within Gaia, you are so much. So much more than even most of you can see at this moment. That process of unfolding realization of this is one of the most precious personal self-discovery journeys you could each make. And it's so precious that no one person has the right to intercede for another and force them to move faster. For it is like unwrapping presents, no? You can tear off the paper and see what's inside, or you can savor the preciousness of the experience of the opening. Feeling everything as you go. Every single person here has chosen to unwrap themselves a little differently, no? And we somehow I feel this is important to adjust the focus. Thank you. And we emphasize that it is a gift for each of you. It is a gift for everyone. That everybody's unwrapping belongs to them. And so we call you home again to the heart resonance of softness, to the quality it can lead to of kindness, to how that will allow forgiveness, and serve the healing collectively of the grief that vibrates in your fields, liberating you from blame and judgment by supporting you to take aligned and balanced response ability, owning your own responses, liberating you from old histories that you've inherited that don't even belong to you in your lifetime, but that you've come in with to heal and clear. Rewriting the encodements and scripts in your DNA and lifting your capacity for caring. For it is the divine quality of caring when it comes from kindness, which is generated from that divine resonance of softness, which opens in the feminine within all of you. There is a quality of caring so fierce and so beautiful, and yet so gentle and so kind, that defines human beings as different from any other being on the planet, in the universe, in the cosmos. It is not about more or less, it is about a quality, the nature, the way that humanity can care is unique among all the races and all the stars. You are celebrated for your uniqueness, your brilliance, and your beauty, and so much more. We are from Sirius, and we love you dearly. We look forward to returning to speak with you more. For now, we wish you or bestow blessings and wish you for ease and grace. Benevolence and beauty, joy and upliftment, and delightful, excited exploration of the gifts that are continuing to unfold as you each continue to unwrap the present of yourselves. You each continue to unwrap yourselves a little more and open up to the presence inside. There we go. Wow, that was such a heart explosion of love there. It's quite blown my heart wide open. So just lastly, the reason there's such an emphasis at this time on speaking on it, and this is a halfway point between a new moon and a full moon gateway, there's such an emphasis on this, as we're working with the chakras, and the centers I believe we're really working with are the sacral, the solar, and the heart. Continuing that marriage of love as power comes home to itself, and opening ourselves to that quality of divine Ma resonance, that softness that connects the heart and the womb and brings our power center, our solar sun, into balance. But more than that, I recall in 2020, we were co-creating a situation, a major global event that would have helped us, it would have triggered us in a way that would have helped us come home to our hearts and open our heart resonances, because this was what the gateway that was opening in our collective human blueprints. And it would have helped break us open to the divine resonances coming through. Now, that solstice in 2020, those of us who were seeing into the field were feeling the vibrations of this global event that was reaching us from the future. The vibrations were so strong. Over that solstice celebration period, the resonance, the heart-centered resonance in the collective field of consciousness was so great, it changed reality. It changed what we were collectively manifesting. And a disaster that we were creating for ourselves was dissolved from the field, from manifestation. It was dissolved from, it was like it was there one day, and then after the solstice, the field was empty and the vibrations were gone. And the guides showed up and they said, you have all come home to your heart so much that you no longer needed to manifest the event that would have triggered you to do this. Now, this year, 2022, feels very similar. I can feel us and see us collectively cooking up events to help us heal the grief that's moving in our hearts, because we are, the last 2 years, the emphasis has been on allowing, triggering ourselves to allow fear to rise up and vibrate its way out of the field. We're still working with that, but on top of that, we are also allowing grief, the vibration of grief, to be to vibrate its way up and vibrate its way out of our fields. And I can see us collectively manifesting situations that will do that, will trigger us to feel the grief, to help us move. And again, the message is, and it comes with a lot of encouragement because we've done this before, the message is you don't have to do it this way. You can manifest these situations, or you can shift to, how do we say? I think there's another message. You can, and you have consciously chosen to come home to your hearts in such a way that opens you to whatever the divine resonance is from source, opening in your human blueprints at this time. These divine resonances are your pathway to ascension. They are your ascension. They are what are transforming you from within. You have already achieved this once with a phenomenality that had these star races across the, that are gathered here supporting humanity, absolutely dumbfounded, astounded, amazed. We did not expect humanity to achieve what they achieved during the 2020 solstice. That was not foreseen. You did that in spite of all the help and support available. That was you. You all did that, and you can do it again. This year, the more consciously you call yourselves home to your heart and open to the softer resonances emerging within, the less of disaster you need to manifest to help yourselves feel the emotions that you are here to respond to. This is why we speak so much of responsibility. You are opening to emotions, owning your response to them, and this is healing you and clearing the collective field. As well, of course, as first and foremost, your own personal realities. You have done this. You will do this again. We are, we speak to remind you of what is capable. And we have seen you do this. You have shown us what you can do. We look forward to working with you through this year. We are the Overlighting Overseers. I say managing. Gaia and humanity's symbiotic ascension. And yes, they are. They're one of many overlighting councils. or many overlighting bodies is perhaps a better way of referencing them. I'm never that fond of trying to get the names, but that's what we get there. So, right. Is there anything else before we close down and head off here? Yeah. Okay, you're invited with me now just to take a moment with me, with us. Here we go, there's the us. Just to take a moment. To receive the energies that are being transmitted here and now. Opening to notice, without trying to fix it, anything that arises in the heart. Being with the breath and that sensation of the breath in the body that connects you to the flow. Of the breath of love through your field and the sacred pathways and centers of your divine blueprint is as simple as breathing and being breathed by the love of all that is, which, when it enters your field, knows where to go. We stay in our body and notice the sensations. It supports our embodiment. Closing that illusion of distance between the physical and the non-physical. Last message. As the gap continues to close between Gaia and her beloved children, so too does the gap between perceived energetics and perceived physical reality. We hope you look to enjoy the manifestations. The experience of this closing gap between energetic behaviors and physical behaviors in you, but also in your environment. You can look to the elements if you wish to, for the most obvious and perhaps clearest examples of where this is manifesting. To those of you with hearts and eyes to see at this time, look to the skies, to the trees, to the earth, to the planet herself, for as she shows you, embodied symbiosis in action, bringing greater depth to that old adage, as within, so without. Allow your cells to vibrate with the breath of life. Let go of trying to make this happen or knowing what this means. Simply make the intention and open to notice the sensations in the whole body without naming these. Maybe meet them as a vibratory action. We hope you enjoy relaxing and dropping ever more deeply into your natural selves as you breathe with all of life and all that is breathes you. Beloveds, bless. Here's to your health, your vitality, your continued evolution in grace with benevolence. Here's to your wellness in all senses with love and peace. So I'm really feeling that vibratory action in the body as they were speaking. I'm not sure who that was there. Okay, it's not really for me to go looking this time. Guides of unconditionally loving integrity here to support us now. Okay, and with that, I can feel the field close. So thank you so much for staying with this and being with this. It was a session, really. The messages, the kind of meditation, the transmission, and the activation that's taken place for us today. I have this real sense that we've connected with the support, and the support is always here in my mind to open us to one thing only, and that's to continue to support us in opening, accessing, receiving from, embodying, and integrating, and applying, and creating with the what can come through, the gateways to source that open in our divine human blueprints. As we remember ourselves in connectivity within, with all of life, with all that is.